Today, we are up to lesson number 45 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim. We're continuing along in Perek Yud Aleph, in the 11th Perek. Today, Mishnah 10 and Mishnah 11. We've learned just yesterday the rule of Zeh HaKlal Kol Sheyotzos L'Rishus Atzmo Shoachas Eino Yochel Lohofer, that once a woman is independent, in a state of independence from father and from husband, and then she makes a neder in that independent state, even if she later marries someone, there's no ability to be made for that neder. Now, what stages are there when the woman is yotzeis lirshus atzmo? What conditions are there under which a woman is indeed independent as far as her nedarim are concerned? So number one is if she marries, full nesuin, not just erusin, hareat mikudeshes libet haba azo, but chupa, she's out of her father's house, she's living with her husband, so then we know the father no longer has rishus. The husband does, but if the husband divorces her or dies, and now she's widowed or divorced from her husband, she is in her own rishus. She is what the Chachamim call Yisoma b'chayei ho'av. Her father is still alive, but her father has no rights of hafara over her. Her husband is dead. She's an orphan in her father's lifetime. That's one category. A second category is a girl who reaches the age of Naro, she's bas mitzvah, she's 12 in a day, and then her father dies. She's not married at all. Her father's gone, there is no husband in the picture, so she too is yotzeis l'rishus atzmo, she's independent, and there's no one to be made for her nedarim. The third situation is bagrus. If she has reached the age of 12 years and 6 months, which really means that from the time that she has shown evidence of physical evidence of puberty, from that time 6 months have gone by, so we normally assume that a girl at age 12 in a day is of that age where she has shown physical evidence of puberty, and then at 12 years and 6 months in a day she's a bogeres, she's not married, but once she's a bogeres, even though her father is alive, she is outside of his rishus. She's, so to speak, independent, and there's no one to be made for her nedarim. There is no husband. She's not married, never been married, and needs a shidduch. And her father is, her father has no power of hafara because she is beyond the age of binu'ureho beisoviho. Our Mishnah gives three scenarios for each of those three categories. And the Yerushalmi says that our Mishnah is really only l'chadeid bo'es ha-talmidim. It's to keep you guys who are listening, you people who are listening, guys or women who are listening to this shiur, it's to keep you on your toes, to sharpen you. But we're really just talking about three scenarios. Yisoma b'chai ho'av, she was married, nisuin, and divorced, or widowed, in which case she, the nesuin, took her out of her father's property, so even though her father is alive and well, she is an orphan, so to speak, b'chai yo'av. Or father died, simple fact, and she's not married, and she's a nara, or she's reached the age of bagrus and she's not married. In all of these cases, and in their various sub-scenes, which you're now about to learn about, she is on her own, and her neder is a neder with nobody around to issue a hafora. So here are the scenarios. Teisha na'oros nidreyan kayomen. Scenario number one is bogeres vihi yisoma. A girl makes a neder when she's 13 years old. Number one. Number two, she has also been married when she was a nara, but divorced and widowed. So here she is. She's a bogeres, age 13. She's also out of her father's rishus, not only because she's a bogeres, but because she has been married, bechupa, and divorced or widowed. So she is, and she makes this neder when she's a bogeres. This is one example of Yisoma b'chayei ho'av. Or number two, Nara uvogro v'hi Yisoma. She made the neder when she was a Nara. And now she's 6 months, 8 months, a year has transpired. She's way over 12 and a half. And she's been divorced or widowed from her husband. Now she's coming to ask about her nedorim. She's already a bogeres. Nara ubogro v'hi yisomo. Or number three, Nara shelo bogro. She's still a Nara at the point and time that she comes to Beis Din. She made a neder when she was 12 and a month. And she's coming to Beis Din to ask about it in 12 and 2 months. However, so it's Nara Shalom Bogra, but v'hi Yisoma, meaning, but she's a Yisoma b'chai ho'av, she has been married in the interim, and divorced or widowed from her husband. These are three different sub-scenarios of Yisoma b'chai ho'av. The main thing is, she's now an adult, she's been married, she's outside of her father's reshus, and she has no husband because she's divorced or widowed from him. Then three more cases. Verse number four. Bogeres umesaviho. Mamish, her father died. All right. She's now 13 years old. She made a neder. Her father's dead. She's not married. No suitor. No shidduch around. So she's one example of a plain and poshut yosoma. Or number five. Nara bogeres umesaviho. She made a neder when she was a nara. Now a year has gone by. She's no longer a nara. But her father's dead. Bottom line, her father's dead. She's not married, not engaged, no suitor in sight, no hafora. Nara shelo bogro beisavia, or she was a nara when she made a neder. She's still a nara, but her father's dead, and she's not married. So these three are examples of yesomos mamush. Finally, three examples of a woman who is unmarried and a bogeres after the age of 12 and a half. So we have case number seven. Nara shemeso viho. Umishemeso viho bagro. A girl whose father died. And now she's a bogeres. Now she's 13, 14, 15, 18, 22. Or bogeres viho viho kaya. She's 22, but her father's alive. Or nara bogeres viho viho kaya. She made an edda when she's a nara. Now a year has gone by and she's 13 and a half. But her father's alive. All these are cases where she is, bottom line, a bogeres now. And a bogeres, the father has no control, no reshus over her to be made for her nedorim. And there is no husband in the picture. Rabbi Yehuda. Omer. Af hamasi bito hakatano. Rabbi Yehuda says that even a person who marries off his father, marries off his daughter when she's a katano, when she's less than 12, v'nis almana o nisgarsha, and she was married b'chupa, which a father has the power to do, as biti nosati l'shazeh. But now the husband has divorced her, or she's died v'chazra etzlo, and the girl has gone back to her father's house. V'adayin hi na'aro, and she is still a na'aro, meaning, even though her father married her off with she was a ketana, and she is now back in her father's reshus, and she's still a na'aro, or even still a ketana, she's still not 12 and a half, maybe she's not even yet 12, her nedorim are not subject to his power of hafora. Once she is married, fully married b'chuppah, even if she was only 10 years old at the time, she's out of her father's reshus, as far as hafora is concerned, and she is what we've been calling a yesoma b'chayei ho'av, an orphan in her father's lifetime with no one who has the power of hafora over her nedorim. A Mishnah, next Mishnah continues, Mishnah 11, with a fascinating halacha. And that is, we have learned that a husband has the power to be made fair his wife's nedorim, if those nedorim are either self-afflicting, the wife makes something, she's going to fast for 9 days, all right, inui nefesh, or if it's a neder about something which affects beino leveino, it directly affects the relationship of husband and wife. Our Mishnah gives an example where a woman makes a neder which is subject to a tanai. She makes a neder on a certain condition. And not only, the Mishnah is teaching us, and not only if the neder itself involves something which is beino leveino, but the tanai, the condition that she makes this neder contingent upon, is also something which is beino leveino, or is something which is beino leveino, then the husband does have the right to issue a hafora, because part of this neder, albeit the tanai part, is a matter which directly affects the marital relationship. So the Mishnah goes to explain this. If a woman says, Konam she'eni nehanes li abba uliyavicha, I'm making a neder that will restrict me from getting any benefit from my father or from your father, but this neder is not going to affect unless I first do something for your benefit. Unless I first do something which will be to your benefit. To your benefit, Mr. Husband. So, konim she'eni ne'nes li'abo li'avicha im oso ani al picha. So if I make some food, if I cook you some scrambled eggs, I am perfectly permitted to do, but if I do that, that's the tanai, then I will be also to derive benefits from my father. No, so you might think, this is not an Edesh Ben Oloveno. We already learned that her relations with her father or father-in-law has got nothing to do directly with her relationships with her husband. And as far as the relations with her husband, she's perfectly permitted to do things for him or for him to do things for her. So where is the Beino Leveino? The Beino Leveino is a Tanai. And the Gemara explains, it is a Gnai. It is very embarrassing and insulting and offensive to the husband to have us live in a marriage where every time his wife does something for her, however legitimate it is, does something for him, however legitimate it is, then contingent upon what she's doing is an isur upon her getting hanoah from her father or father-in-law. This is a no way to live a life. This is a gnai for him. That because of what his wife does for him, there should be consequences with his wife's relationships with her father. Similarly, or somewhat similarly, the Mishnah gives another scenario. She'eni nenis loch, imoso ani al piyabo v'yalavicho. The neder is, I'm not going to get hanor from you, Mr. Husband. But the tanai is that only if I do some, if I get hanor from my father or father-in-law, then I'll have, I won't be able to do anything for you. So again, the neder itself is not beino leveino, because let her never do anything for her father, and that doesn't go into effect. But the Gemara, the Rishonim explain that it's a gnai for him that she should not be permitted to do anything for her father and father-in-law, because if she does, it's going to directly affect her relationship with her husband. And she'll be also to her husband. So in these cases, where either the neder itself or the tanai is something which is beino leveino, something which affects the relationship, he has the power, the Mishnah concludes, hare ze yofer, he has the power of issuing a nullification, a hafora. And so we have finished lesson number 45.